All right, Oates. This episode's going to be quick and unsatisfying, like my lovemaking. This is Papa's Football Podcast. I'm John Papagiorgio, joined by my good buddy Othello.
What's up, dude?
And we're doing this one after the conference championship weekend. Oh yeah, we have to like plug all the sites and stuff first. Look at me jumping
the gun. NFL.com? You mean
PFPod.com. That's where you really go for all the NFL news that the man's afraid to print, that the corporate culture won't let get out there. Go there for the fucking dirt, son. PFPod.com, Papa's Football Podcast. Again, you want to find me on Twitter, live tweeting games. I'm at Papa's Basement. Othello over here is at OthelloBT. Subscribe to Papa's Football Podcast using the podcast app or Stitcher. I guess we got that out of the way. Oh, and we're heard on some StuffDudesLike.com. I think they've actually gotten me some traffic lately, so good for them.
Oh, cool.
Yes, so viva the Stuff Dudes Like. And that will be the only plug I ever give anyone. I'm so shitty about plugs. All right. Oates, that Green Bay-Seattle game.
Blech.
Off the top of your head, have you ever seen a weirder, more intense, crazy game than that one?
I mean, a lot of games this postseason, like, kind of had weird endings, you know? Like, big major plays that could have gone either way that determined the end of the game. But I guess this was more a player's fault and not really the ref's fault.
12 plays, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, so many people messing up. It's crazy, you know? Like, the fact that – was it who was the player who just let the ball hit him square in the head on the onside kick?
Brandon Bostic, who was like a third-string tight end.
Poor guy, man.
And his job
– dude.
There are so many things, and we'll get to all of them, because I only care to talk about the Seattle-Green Bay game. Who gives a shit about the Patriots game, seriously?
Yeah.
Like, I was saying this to Othello right before the show started. Had the Patriots game been spectacular, I mean, one for the ages, you still would have shaken your head as it went on and been like, I'm sorry, I can't focus on this. Don't you remember what we saw 2 hours ago? Because I do, and it was fucking sick.
When did you tune out of that that Patriots game? Two quarters?
Like, I'm ADD. Don't get me wrong, but I watched that Seattle game spellbound like everyone else. Like, just looking at it, and for those that haven't heard the show, I fucking hate Seattle. Like, I'm a Redskins fan, and I guess I have to hate the Cowboys more by default, but Seattle has eliminated the Skins the last three times that they've made it to the postseason. For some reason, that fact isn't just bandied about by everyone in DC sports radio.
Yeah.
That, like, you should hate the Patriots because they are the fucking grim reaper for the Skins in the postseason.
Well, it's the same deal with the Cavaliers and
the Wizards.
The NBA, yeah. When LeBron was on the Cavaliers and we had a decent team with, like, Gilbert Arenas. And
Agent Zero.
Every year, the Cavs would just remind us that we're not good enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what the Seahawks.
On their way to losing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Always more infuriating. Like, had they won it all, you'd be like, it was their year.
Yeah.
Like, when the Giants beat the Nationals this year, you're like, well, it was their year, I guess. No, it was just the Cavs cleaning your ass, kicking you out every year on their way to fucking fail. So to remind you, you're like, you're this far down the list.
And the Seahawks were the same thing for a while. I mean, when Sean Alexander was there and...
They barely had a bad period, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, yeah. It's infuriating. The other thing is, like, I mean, there's no comparison at all now, but there used to be a comparison between RG3, Russell Wilson, and even, you know, Andrew Luck.
Which one of those crazy kids is going to do the best?
Exactly. And look at this guy. Nobody believed in him, and he had to struggle, and this Russell Wilson.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And, you know, 2 years, 3 years later, he's on his way to his second Super Bowl. So it just makes the Redskins look like even worse than we already do, which is kind of hard. But
what do you want? Like, how do you look at yourself in the mirror when you gave up the farm for your quarterback and they got theirs in the third round?
Yeah.
And, like, Pete Carroll's just swinging his cock like, we could have got him in the fourth. What do you want? You know,
yeah.
Ain't nothing.
Pete Carroll's kind of infuriating too.
Pete Carroll.
With his gum his chewing.
Fucking Zen master Phil Jackson bullshit.
The whole way he just like left USC, like in the middle of them getting caught up with Reggie Bush and all that
stuff.
Oh,
the instant it hit the fan for USC is like, let's take a crack at the pros again.
Yeah. And everyone's like, it's cool. Don't worry. He's into yoga. He's cool.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, man. And now they're just the best team in the NFL.
They
and,
are so infuriatingly
good.
Oh,
and their fans, dude. Their fans is another thing.
I love drab t-shirt. I will just say that. Drab t-shirt is a good man. He's the only Seahawks fan that when we talk about what we're going to talk about, he's left out of this.
It's not even like he's okay because he's been a fan of theirs since they were terrible.
I do like me some drabbly.
But dude, there's this, I forget where I saw it, but there's this picture of like the Seahawks Facebook page in before they won a Super Bowl, and it's at like 137,000 likes, and then after the Super Bowl, where it's at 3 million.
They're the bandwagoniest shit out there. There's a picture I share all the time, and it's like this tattooed guinea with his fucking hot Jap wife. Japanese. Not Jewish American princess. And they're cradling their baby in like all their brand new Seahawks jerseys, and the caption reads, all three of these people have been Seahawks fans for the same amount of time. And it's true. That's how you feel. Like, you think Seattle, it's the same thing with San Fran. Like, it's really hard to believe that they have real football fans. Like, it's just a fucking hoity-toity city. Like, it's because of Frasier. Let's be honest. No one really fucking knows anything about Seattle outside of, like, Nirvana came from there. So you're like, it's a bunch of, like, dirty hippie grunge queers, or Frasier. So you're like, it's a bunch of opera queers.
Yeah, all I know about Seattle is Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, and the market where you go to throw the fish and catch the fish.
Okay,
That's all I know. Yeah, and now all of a sudden they have an amazing football team. Everybody's a diehard Seahawks fan.
They
have the loudest stadium in the NFL. How many times do we have to hear that about how they luckbox their way into a loud a stadium that somehow determines the fate of an NFL postseason game. And now we actually have to give them respect because
they're the 12th man.
Yeah.
Don't you forget that. There's flags around that stadium talking about the 12th man. They tweet the 12th man.
Did you see the, I think SportsCenter tweeted this picture. It was like, which 12 will deliver today? And it was a picture of like Tom Brady, Andrew Luck, Aaron Rodgers, because they all wear number 12, and then a picture of the crowd holding that goddamn 12 flag.
Oh, God.
Because they're going to have some sort of effect on the game.
Just get the fuck. First of all, Arrowhead's louder. Is it still called Arrowhead?
Have
they not sold it to like Michelin or Burger King or some shit?
Is it louder?
I believe so. I believe
You're
Arrowhead.
Just making that up.
No, I think Arrowhead holds the record, man. Because that Arrowhead, that used to be their shtick, too. That they're
really?
We're loud as shit.
Yeah.
But like somehow Seattle, like if you heard the way like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman want to describe Seattle Stadium, you walk in there and if you're the opposing quarterback, you have blood trickling from your shattered eardrums down your cheeks.
Yep.
And like your skull has hairline fractures.
Yeah.
Like that's the noise. That's the power of the 12th man. Well, you know what? When the 12th man's team was down by I forget how many points with a couple minutes to go, they all left.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a dead empty stadium, and they started tweeting a ton of photos of the 12th man
trying to get back in.
Trying to get back in, and they have a strict no reentry policy.
Good.
And so it was a bunch of guys, staring through the glass at TV monitors showing the game.
I mean, this has just turned into a podcast of things that are annoying about the Seahawks, but I could go on for, I mean, how much time do we have? We could start talking about Russell Wilson crying, thanking Jesus, his Lord and Savior, for winning the game for him. I mean, how ridiculous. Richard Sherman holding his
Richard Sherman was doing a fucking
leg.
Bob Dole. Like, that was some Kurt Schillinger bullshit, red marker to the sock.
You think so?
Garbage. Oh, just holding. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to hold my jersey, man. If a ball came his way, that fucking dead arm would have sprung to life like Christ from the tomb. He would have smacked that shit into the stands. Be like, ha ha, motherfucker.
You saw basically every player saying that the haters doubted them and nobody gave them a shot.
Respect. They're a Vegas favorite to win the entire fuck. They opened the season at what, like 5-1 odds to repeat to win the Super Bowl? Just... Everyone gives you respect. Fucking Ace Rothstein gives you respect.
Ugh. The thing that annoys me, and I just mentioned this a little bit, is like, all right, I'm not a religious guy. Yeah. I don't have anything against people being religious, but
you sound like me. Go on.
But when a player wins an NFL game, and the first thing to come out of their mouth when they're in front of a mic is how they have to thank God for helping him win the game, and that for me, that's something I just can't stomach. Like
me neither. Disgusts me.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like there are so many different reasons why that's annoying. You know, it's like
for a million, like fucking first of all, do you think Aaron Rodgers is out there like getting Satan to suck his cock? I'm sure he said a couple prayers himself.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, exactly. And if you lose the game, is that what you're gonna say after the game? Is you're gonna blame Jesus?
How fucking great would that
be? For your 4 interceptions?
If he came out and didn't motherfuck Mike McCarthy at all, and he was just like, I didn't pray as hard as him, and that was it. And he just walks off.
Exactly. I learned my lesson. I pray for the day that there is a stud quarterback athlete in the NFL who just happens to be a devout Muslim. Because that will change the fucking game, dude. If a fucking guy just goes out, dominates in the Super Bowl, and the first thing he says when they give him a mic is, all praise due to Allah, like Mike Tyson used to do
exactly.
Back then, and they have to take it serious.
He just pulls out a scimitar or something. Just goes full out with
dude,
it.
Dude, that will be the greatest day in our lives, because I think that people are kind of afraid of the Islam religion nowadays. And
yes and no.
It's no, but you're allowed to go stand in front of a mic and say something about Jesus or God or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
If you start saying stuff about Allah.
Oh, yeah. And if you say praise be Allah, I think people are like, that won't scare middle America. They're like, well, that's just their Jesus, right? But the instant you're like, Allah and his infinite wisdom and all that shit, it's like, oh, he's really into this, isn't he?
Or you say Allahu Akbar.
Oh, God.
Like,
great.
That is a legitimate thing for a Muslim guy to say.
Oh, yeah.
But it's never been said, like, you know what I mean? Like, in a fucking big time, prime time, you know, NFL game or whatever. That, to me, that would be hilarious, because it's like, it's exactly what Russell Wilson is doing. It's exactly what all these athletes are doing. It's just in a different way.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And it's not, it doesn't really rub anyone the wrong way until they see it that way.
I'm with you. I was, I don't want to say mind blown, because it's not like they just sat down and started playing a game of like Limp Bizkit or some shit in the middle of the field, but like they won the Seahawks. And I mean, weren't they in like a prayer circle? Like fucking that.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, what the hell, man?
You saw Russell Wilson. He was like bawling. He was like,
oh dude. I tweeted here. I'm quoting my tweets. How fucking pathetic am I? I said he's crying like he found one of his teammates fucking his wife. Oh wait. And hilarious. Man, he was really losing his shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, what if I played that poorly and I still won, I guess I'd be fucking crying my bitch eyes out too.
It was a wild game. I mean, it was entertaining. I'll say that.
It was exactly. If you're a Green Bay fan, I'd be losing my shit on 10 different levels. Like, that was a caliber of loss. And I've said this multiple times on this show. When the Redskins lost to the Seahawks and Bob G3 tore his knee, it was a loss so bad it deleted like your memory of what happened up till then. Like that entire magical season fucking just went down the shitter because of how bad the loss was. And that's the same thing, like I don't even know,
like he went on to win NFL Rookie of the Year to still you know eclipsed or him us losing that game eclipsed every positive thing that happened that season.
You remember nothing. And I don't even know if you remember that the Packers won the Super Bowl 5 years ago after this loss.
Yeah.
Like, you look at this and you're like, they're the biggest losers ever.
Yeah, dude.
Why?
It was embarrassing. I mean, it was like you said, it was so sure that they were going to win that Seahawks fans were bouncing.
They were playing conservative as shit with 5.5 minutes left. Morgan Burnett, their safety, makes a pick and just goes to the ground like you would if you picked the ball inside at 30 seconds.
Dude, that was weird.
And I'm going to dissect this in a minute, but I guess we can get to it now. everyone has come out of this game today, and they're just, the story is motherfuck Mike McCarthy. He's a conservative pussy. And, you know, that was the scuttlebutt around the league, that he's a good coach, but he's a conservative little twat. And he plays loose as shit in Green Bay, and that's why, like, they were unbeaten at home, I think. And they're like a 4-4 team on the road, because he just becomes mega puss on the road.
Hmm.
I love how in this country, and I'm not saying they don't do it elsewhere, it's just human nature, but they rewrite every fucking narrative just to fit what the hell happened 6 minutes ago. You know, Mike McCarthy was considered a blue chip, absolute top tier, top three in the league coach.
Uh-huh.
And then he experiences, like, just a loss I can't imagine. He might as well have had his wife miscarry on the field. That's how bad the fucking loss was that that team went through yesterday. And
I mean, the players were playing like retards. Like,
I mean,
they were making simple mistakes that shouldn't be made in that important of a game.
Well,
so, I mean, for them to put all the blame on Mike McCarthy is kind
of... Well, I think what gets me is, first of all, people... There, we'll go down the list of where to motherfuck Mike McCarthy. First of all, like, they get two picks, if I recall, that, or at least one pick, that put them, like, within the 5-yard line or some shit. And on fourth down on both of them, they don't go for it. Mm-hmm. And they settle for field goals. And everyone's like, why didn't they step on the damn Seahawks jugulars and just end it? Can you imagine if they went for it? Yeah, it's not like he didn't call three fucking Eddie Lacy runs in a row,
yeah,
and his ass got stopped.
They weren't working.
It's like, based on that sample size of three, what makes you think number four is going to pan out? Because it looks like it wasn't happening. If they didn't get the points on the board and they lost by three, can you imagine, why'd that fucking reckless fat shit go for the, you know, not go for the field goal? Just settle for points. We're all just such pontificating goddamn masters when we have nothing on the line.
Oh, yeah.
And all is said and done.
It's so true. It's like, they see what they want to see. I mean, for example, like, if Richard Sherman, I think he had one pick that game, right?
Yeah, that was like, I want to say, Green Bay's first drive.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers throws and, like, just gets picked in the end zone.
You're right,
like,
God, yeah.
Damn it. So it begins.
I bet if that pick was later in the game, he would have been, you know, in the press's eyes, he would have been the reason the Seahawks won the game. Just because he's Richard Sherman and they want to focus on him.
He didn't have Rodgers didn't have a great game.
Yeah.
He really didn't. Two picks, if I recall, one touchdown.
Ugh, God, it's just... you know what's bumming me out is the fact that I'm going to have to sit down and watch a Super Bowl with the Seahawks and the Patriots.
Oh, I almost know what I mean? Came back with, like, funeral music instead of our regular intro music. There is not a more unfucking watchable Super Bowl that I can think of, barring, I guess, Cowboys-Patriots.
Yeah, yeah, that would be terrible.
I have zero, like, I want a plane to fall in the fucking stadium.
Yeah, it'd be great if it just sunk into the ocean.
Just sand ocean of Arizona.
The other thing is, like, the fucking, I was thinking about this the whole game, actually not the whole game, but this whole postseason, is, do you know about the NFL corruption Twitter account?
No.
Did you hear about it?
Mm-mm.
It's this Twitter account. I think it's just NFL at NFL corruption, but it's crazy. It's like tweets from 300 days ago that say, like, the Cowboys are going to end the season 13 and whatever, yeah, their record is. And it had the accurate records for, like, every team in the NFL. And it said, like, don't believe that the NFL is corrupt. The here are the postseason matchups and all that shit. And it was all accurate. Like,
shit.
It was pretty wild. Yeah, it was all accurate. All the records. But they said that the Super Bowl was going to be the Patriots and the Cowboys. And, you know, obviously that's not the case.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's pretty wild. Like, if you look it up, it makes you wonder. Like,
NFL corruption.
Yeah, yeah. At NFL corruption. But I don't know. Like, who knows? Like, I'm surprised that it's not a bigger story, actually, that somebody was calling the records. But, you know, because everyone was claiming corruption in the NFL after the Cowboys won that game against the Lions. And pretty much people say that every year, that it's fixed somehow. Somebody's in control of the refs and they're making the calls.
I feel weird about that. Like, I'm just not a conspiracy dude. Like, I think we as humans need to put shit into a narrative that makes sense to us. It's just how our brains work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we buy a book. We don't buy, like, just a piece of fucking notes taped to a wall like A Beautiful Mind. You know, mm-hmm. like, everything has to be presented nicely as a beginning, middle, and end. I remember that game a couple weeks ago. Like, I personally don't think that was, like, a fixed game.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe it was.
Every year something comes up where people are like, oh, it's proof.
But I think it's just the lens of our interpretation. Like, I had a friend several years ago, I think when Obama was running the first time, and there was, like, some chick he fucking hated. And he was, like, 21 at the time or some shit. And he finds, like, a dead deer on the road. And he just takes this deer and heaves its carcass.
What?
On her doorstep. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know psychos. Madman, what do you want me to say? So her old man was like deep up in the McCain campaign. And like the Republicans, they ran with it in this little Virginia area as if like they put out, I don't want to say pressers, but there was like an email going around showing this fucking dead deer on this doorstep next to these, you know, McCain signs. And they're like, look at what the terrorism that the Obama team has resorted to.
Wow.
And it's like,
this is your boy?
Yeah, it's just my boy because he hates this guy's bitch daughter. But like, that's
insane.
The prism we're viewing that shit through.
Yeah,
and it's the same. Like, I kind of just look at things as happenstance for the most part. Like, I think we're dumb. Like, it's hard for us to pull off conspiracy shit.
Yeah, that's true.
And if
true.
We do, you'd brag about it in a heartbeat.
I mean, not that I am validating any sort of theory that's been thrown out there, but you know, you do have to think about who is like there was that story that came out on TMZ about like a year or two ago where the head of NFL officiating or whatever was hanging out on the Cowboys team bus.
Oh, it was Dean Blandano or something.
Or whoever it was, yeah. And
I mean, that's fucking insane that guy does that. Like,
right?
Seriously, like. Jesus Christ, really?
So, I mean, when you see shit like that, you know, it makes you wonder. But, yeah, I agree with you.
It's like Obama at the bunny ranch. He's like, what? I'm not dumb. I didn't fuck any of the hookers. It's like, yeah, you still don't go to the bunny ranch, you
shit.
Did
he go to the bunny ranch?
No, I'm just saying. It's like a perfect example.
It'd be wild.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But, yeah, man, I mean, it's because, you know, they're obviously, you know, everyone says ESPN is all into the Cowboys and everybody.
Of course, they're just guaranteed ratings.
Yeah, and all the higher-ups want the Cowboys to succeed because they're America's team or whatever. So it does make you wonder, but, you know.
Someone once said that the NFL is actually one of the few places where the game is so big, it doesn't fucking matter where their teams come from. The Jaguars could win the Super Bowl next year. People would still be into the NFL.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This isn't like baseball. Where the average person watching the World Series was, what, like 48 and a half or some shit?
Really?
And it's like, if it isn't the Yankees or the Dodgers in there, they get like a two-share.
How is baseball still on TV?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
How is it not just a fucking Ustream at this point?
I like going to games, but I can't stand watching it
no,
on TV.
You and I came from that sports station, JFK, and like we would be around people who were our age or younger, like in their early 20s, psyched about baseball. And I was just like, have you not watched football?
Yeah.
The kids kicks the shit out of that thing.
Yeah, man, I can't really take it. It's like I said, though, it's fun to go to games, and it's fun to
it's
watch
great.
Where your
you
team
just
is.
You sit there and eat like a $10 hot dog.
And... Yep. The one thing I wanted to bring up is about the Patriots game.
You mean that game that I couldn't focus on for shit for the one I saw right before it?
Did you hear that Trent Richardson didn't travel to New England with the team because of personal reasons?
Oh, it was a weird thing. Like, Richardson originally didn't travel with the Colts. Yeah, they're like, personal reasons. And everyone laughed. They're like, yeah, the reason is he sucks. And then it came out. Well, he said, like, it was a family thing. And then some Twitter... Do you want to...
I mean, I don't even know what happened.
Oh, okay. So... Then on Twitter, someone slightly up there in the media, you know, maybe like a local radio guy or some shit, was like, guys, I love how he phrases this, by the way. He's like, guys, I know Trent isn't doing well for the Colts, but I heard his mom died, so let's lay off him this week.
Oh my God.
But really? Then someone else came out and was like, no, his mom's fine.
Oh.
Jesus. There's no conclusion. Because had it been his mom died and he didn't bring it up, I'd be like, oh, that's stones. Yeah. That motherfucker's tight in my book. But then someone else was like, nah, she's fine.
She's right here.
Yeah, then fuck this guy. I don't know what the hell to make of it.
Jesus, man. Whatever the reason, I mean, that guy is definitely going to be out of Indy next year.
Oh.
It's crazy because they put so much faith and stock in him.
I'm going to admit I stole this line from Reddit, but someone says it takes a special kind of loser to be a first round bust for two teams.
That's a good point, yeah.
Dude, he is mind blowing. We look at Griffin and the entire NFL looks at Robert Griffin III as a bust. They can't get over what a big bust he was. And maybe the difference is that he soared to such heights that first year, like we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But it blows my mind that maybe it just shows you how fucking trivial the running back position can be or is at this point. Richardson was the third pick in that draft and it's just eaten balls his entire career.
Yeah.
3 years of eating shit.
Yeah, dude. It's wild.
And no one
man.
Really cares. They bring it up in passing.
Yeah.
But it's not just on the tip of everyone's tongue.
It's got to be so depressing. I mean, not that I feel bad for any of these guys,
no.
But it has to be so depressing to be a stud coming out of college and then just stink
fucking
it up.
Lacy was your backup, right?
Yeah.
And then Lacy comes into the NFL and tears shit up.
Yep.
Except when it counts beating the Seahawks. But
yep.
I looked at my friends as soon as that Green Bay game ended, and I said, we will never forget watching this game. This is one of those. And when you really think about it, how many games years after the fact, if you're not a sports fucking retard, radio or some shit,
right?
how many games can you look back years and years and you're like, I still remember that and how it played out more or less. This is going to be one of those five or six.
The Packers?
Yes.
Really? Maybe for Packers fans.
The Seahawks hung 15 points on them in 55 seconds.
Was it really?
In the last 3 minutes of regulation, dude.
That's so embarrassing, dude.
That's insanity.
They just shit the bed, man. It's almost like they stopped trying.
They were celebrating with 6 minutes left. They get that pick. I mean, everyone saw that pick, and you're like, fucking thank God it's over.
Yeah.
And then here's where I will shit on McCarthy. He just called three plays up the gut with Lacy. Doesn't even try to get fancy with his runs. He's just, and the Seahawks had three timeouts.
Yep.
And he just goes right up the middle with it three times. Loses, I want to say, 8 yards in the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They get the ball right back and they get scored on again.
They were playing not to lose. Yeah, you got to play to win. Yeah, man, it's wild. What pisses me off is I feel it always works out for the fucking Seahawks. You know what I mean?
Dude, that's entirely this team is blessed. They got all the good luck that the Skins don't have.
Right, exactly. Maybe praying does work. Maybe RG3 needs to pray a little bit harder.
Oh, he loves him Jesus too,
yeah,
but you're
dude.
Right.
He's praying the wrong way.
Yeah,
let's get some Allahu Akbar up in there.
Fuck, that'd be so great if he went Muslim and then had all the success.
Dude, they fined that guy on the Chiefs for doing some sort of celebratory Islamic thing.
Oh, yeah.
After he scored.
He went to his knees, I thought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
throw out the flag.
Going to your knees for celebration.
Yeah.
And then it's that was a Muslim prayer. And they're like, we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. The last thing I want to talk about is LeGarrette Blount and how he just resurrected his fucking shitty career and is now just a stud running back getting ready to play for the Super Bowl. I mean, I remember at the beginning of the season.
This is the second game that I barely paid attention to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know LeGarrette Blount, right?
He's the Pats
running
back.
He played for Oregon. He used to get in fights all the time.
Was he the shithead that punched someone on the field? Oh my God.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the guy. I remember because I was like, this guy's name is Blount.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, he him and the other Steelers running back, what's his name?
Le'Veon?
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell. Yeah. They got caught up, like, they got pulled over smoking weed in their car, like both of them in the same car. I guess for whatever reason, they didn't think it was illegal. And
that was the start of this season, right, or no?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. And then LeGarrette Blount was stinking it up for Pittsburgh, and I forget what happened. Oh, yeah, he, like, went to the locker room early, like, in the third quarter. He just went to the locker room because they weren't playing him, and he was like, I'm done. I'm just going to dress up. And they fucking cut him the next day. And the Patriots did what they always do, which is take, like, problem childs and fucking make him superstar athletes. And he scored, like, 3 touchdowns in the game yesterday.
He's done it multiple times this postseason, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's been on fire. Not only that, the Steelers looked like shit without Le'Veon Bell. Mm-hmm. And it's like, gee, could they have used some depth at running back, dude, maybe?
Seriously. And this guy, I mean, he probably thought that he was going to maybe, you know, see the end of his career this season or next, and now he's on his way to probably get a Super Bowl ring. Or who knows? I mean, the Seahawks, it always works out for them, right?
I guess we can, talk about this next week, but... Yeah. I'm rooting for the Patriots in this. Like,
I know.
And I feel so fucking gross about it.
Doesn't it feel dirty?
Dude, I rooted for the Giants twice over the Patriots, and they're in the East. Like, yeah. They're a foe of the Redskins.
Yeah.
And, like, that's how much I hated the Patriots. But sometimes it's good to know your hate priorities, I guess.
It's like, who do you hate the least?
Yeah, Seattle's at the top.
Yeah, man. Like, at the top, like, top, or, like, underneath the Cowboys?
If the Cowboys got the 6th ring, I would kill myself.
Yeah.
Like, because in the back of my dumb head, I want to believe that there will come a day where the Redskins have the most rings in the league, mm-hmm. and any team getting, like, that 6th or that 7th, God forbid, just makes it that much more of a mountain for them to climb.
That's true. Yeah.
So, yeah,
The way I look at it is the Cowboys are, like, at the top, and then directly beneath the Cowboys is, like, a mix of, like, 3 teams that I hate equally.
Who?
Like the Steelers, the Seahawks.
I forget how much I hate the Steelers.
The Steelers, but
I really
Seahawks,
do hate them a lot, yeah.
And all the other NFC East teams. I don't hate the Giants as much. I don't know why I don't hate them as much.
I don't hate Philly because they don't have shit.
They destroy us all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, man.
It is funny to be able to tease Eagles fans with the fact they have 0 rings. Too, yeah. So I don't know if I ever want that to end.
But yeah, man, I'm rooting hard for the Patriots. I can't believe I'm saying that.
I don't. If I tap out like halfway through the first quarter, it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, right. I'm feeling that way too, man.
I mean, I did last year.
Did you, like, really?
You watched that first play, and Peyton gives up a safety. I wanted to flip after that. I was like, I'm sorry, is this not done? Did you not see what just happened?
Classic Peyton right there.
Oh, God bless him. And, yeah, I was out by halftime. I'll put it this way. My friend and I flipped on his Xbox, and we turned it off maybe halfway through the third quarter and went back to the game, and we're like, why did we go back to this? And then just went back to the Xbox and came back when it was over.
Yeah, I mean, I don't ever punch out that early, but maybe I will this
oh, it'd been a decade since I had. We've had good Super Bowls for a decade. That was like, that reminded me of my 80s childhood watching that Denver-Seattle one. That was the fucking biggest beatdown since the Tampa Bay Raiders Super Bowl.
That was
02 or some shit? So it'd been over a decade of good Super Bowls. Like, watchable at least until midway through the 4th type Super Bowls.
I'm nervous about it, though, man. Like, I think that the Patriots are definitely, I mean, they can be great, but they shit the bed sometimes. And
I think
they
slam dunk it.
Yeah.
I honestly do. I think the evil hood Belichick, he gets it. Because I can't live in a world where Pete Carroll, like, fucking out evil coaches Belichick. Like, at that point, with that goddamn defense of theirs, and, like, the fact Russell Wilson is playing for, like, $18K a year.
Yeah.
So they're able to sign whatever the fuck they want around him. I can't take it, dude. Like, someone at that point needs to pull a goddamn Munich and, like, just go into that training room or that locker room and shoot them all up or some shit.
Yeah, man, I would be okay with Belichick pulling a Spygate on the Seahawks to get
Well,
ready.
You heard about the, what is it, Deflategate or some shit?
No, it was...
they apparently the NFL's investigating that the Patriots deflated their balls a little, that deflated their footballs so that I guess it'd be easier to catch in the rain or whatever the fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's that's the latest little scandal for them. I don't think that explains how you hang 45 points on a playoff team.
Yeah.
My mom saw a chunk of that game and she was like, are the Colts even supposed to be in this game? Like, seriously, because she's, you know, just asking me for sports advice. She's a woman and knows her place. And I was like, no, I guess not. Like, they kind of lucked past Denver. Like, you know, Peyton's quad probably just like tore the rest of the way or whatever the fuck.
Peyton did his postseason bit, man.
This is the one year where I'm willing to not be like, haha, Peyton was Peyton.
Why,
yet again.
Injured?
Yeah, I really do feel he's been fucked up for like 2 months now.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get Peyton Manning as your quarterback, and then you're like, we're going to transition to a power run team. Mm-hmm. Okay, what the fuck? I'm going to buy a Lamborghini and then get into bike riding. It doesn't make sense, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But there was a game this season where Tom Brady got, like, benched because he was playing so bad.
The Chiefs, week
was
four.
It against, that's right.
I don't know if it was so bad. They were just down like 50 points.
Nah, dude, he was stinking it up.
Well, he sucks shit, yeah, but like when Tom Brady's down that much, you're like, oh, well, it's his football. He could get injured. Fuck it. Ride the pine.
Yeah, true. I just don't want that Tom Brady to show up because, I mean.
It won't. He's on fire. That whole beginning of the season was he forgot what it was like to have Gronkowski healthy.
Yeah.
And
that's
now
true.
Gronk is just being a 6'7" white ogre that he is, just a pillaging Viking.
He's the man.
He is,
love,
man.
That guy.
You can hate the Patriots, and I do, and I hate Tom Brady, but Gronkowski, how can you hate Gronkowski, man?
I loved him ever since he tweeted that porn star tweeted that picture.
Yeah, Phoebe Jones.
Yeah, and just, then she
because you know he fucked the shit out of her.
Oh, yeah.
He's not
yeah.
sitting next to Lady Di.
Yeah, they're not just fucking reading books. They're
no. She wore that jersey after he fucking, like, cream pied her.
And then she quit porn, like, 4 months after that because she read.
Is she out? Like, seriously?
I mean, you know how porn stars, like, say they're
quit for 18
done.
Months.
Yeah,
yeah. And then it's like, fucking
realize,
real work sucks.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go to school. Yeah, but we'll see how it goes. All I know is that if at the fucking end of the Super Bowl, Russell Wilson is on the screen crying his eyes out,
yeah,
hoisting up his fucking second Lombardi.
Oh yeah.
I might be done with the NFL for a year because I can't take it.
I'm not gonna lie, the Skins have been so bad the last 5 weeks or so of the season. I was like, there's nothing for me.
Right.
There's nothing for
you. You know what I realized is that all they do, if you're a fan of a shitty team, a lot of people probably have felt this way. And if they've been shitty for a while, all they do is ruin your weekend. That's all it is. Every Sunday, you get fucking geared up to watch your team, favorite team play. You watch them suck on fucking sometimes national TV, and you feel embarrassed. You feel empty inside. You don't want to talk to anybody. They fucking ruin your weekend.
Yeah, or your defense mechanism is just not caring about it.
Yeah.
Which
is
so awesome. Right. I love pissing away 8 hours per weekend at least watching shit I don't care that much about.
True. Yeah. I mean, but do you ever think about how different our lives would be if we grew up rooting for a team that was consistently good? Like, it sucks to here's an example. I went to Temple University, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was basically surrounded by like Steelers and Eagles fans and stuff. It was embarrassing to talk football and admit that you're a Redskins fan, like that I was a Redskins fan. And every time I would have to do that, like, you know, you get the jokes or whatever and fucking people talk shit. But how different would that experience be? Like if you could say, oh, I'm a fucking Patriots fan or whatever. And you get to fucking be proud of the team you just blurted out, and you don't have to get shit from people about it. Like, not saying I'm a fucking sensitive Sally, but there's a major difference between being able to have pride in what it is that, you know, you're representing and having shame every time you have to bring it up.
I do you know there's nothing but a war in my heart, whether I wish I were 10 years older, so I would have at least had the Jack Kent Cook, Joe Gibbs era, or like 10 years younger so that like I'll live to see like when they can put brains on hard drives and I'll live forever. Like, I have the worst of all worlds living where I live right now.
As long as Snyder is alive and kicking.
He's only 50, and he's rich.
Yeah,
he's,
I know.
He's going to be able to pay, like, a broke Indian family to just give him, like, the organs of one of their kids.
Yeah.
And he'll live forever. That's it.
It's going to be, he's going to be Al Davis 2.0.
Yes. He's going to bury me. And he's got 17 years on me. You know how sad that makes me feel. Like, my soul feels...
That does suck, man. I'm sorry.
Feels an ouchie.
He's only 50?
Yeah.
Nah.
Maybe 51.
Damn.
Hold on. I'll look it up right now.
Come on, Snyder.
Dan Snyder Wiki. I've memorized this, like, way, way... Born in 64, age 50.
So, yeah. You're right.
May, dude, when he dies, just visit my tombstone, whisper it into the soil. Oh, God.
I'll
so,
let you know.
I guess next week we're going to just make our Super Bowl picks on air. And
we'll probably talk more shit about the Seahawks.
Yeah, there'll be a whole other thing to debate. By. There'll be 10 tangential stories that have nothing to do with what's going on in the field because they just have to manufacture news.
That's sports reporting for you.
Exactly. Yeah, just dig up shit that doesn't matter because we don't want to admit we're covering a game and none of it really fucking matters.
Yeah.
But the world has gone to hell and sports are the one thing we can make sense of.
That's all we got.
Because our world has been bought and sold around us, but we at least understand what pass interference is. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, let's get the fuck out of here. This was Papa's Football Podcast. I'm John Papa Giorgio, hence the creepy name for the show. Othello, thank you for joining me, sir.
Of course. Thanks for having me, man.
The show site is pfpod.com. Go there for every episode we have ever done. Subscribe using the podcast app on any iDevice you might have, or use Stitcher if you're an Android guy. And if you're an Android guy, you are foreign or poor. Or a nerd. If you want to get a hold of us via Twitter, and why wouldn't you? I mean, these scintillating personalities. And if you follow us, we'll DM dick pics. We're not picky. Dude, chick, whatever. Inflates our ego. I'm at Papa's Basement, and he is at OthelloBT. All right, until next week with our Super Bowl picks, we're out of here.